Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
In the bleak midwinter, I sometimes ponder the Chesapeake watermen who are out there dredging up oysters for our pleasure. It's a tough life, but we're glad they do it because a Chesapeake oyster is a wonderful thing. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there's more to oysters than just shucking and slurping.
Not much more, I think, if you go to the cross street market. But you're right. They are a wonderful item to cook, to do things with. I mean, obviously, oyster stew is a big thing in the Eastern Shore. But there are some classics, of course, that require oysters.
And I think that the oysters Rockefeller is one of the most classic dishes and also sort of one of the most mysterious.
Right. I mean, and I think if you ask people to tell you what's in it, you would get sort of a plethora of lists of ingredients, most of which probably aren't in it.
That's right.
Because, you know, I think we also, like, Clam's Casino or this whole, like, with the bacon thing is always confused with Oysters Rockefeller, too, which are very different dishes.
Yeah, I don't think there's any bacon in Oysters.
Oh, no, not at all. But I bet people would list that as one of the ingredients.
Well, it goes all the way back to 1899,
sure.
The restaurant Antoine's. It's the Alcator family in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And they had a escargot dish on their menu. That was a classic French dish. But they ran out of escargots, and there weren't any good ones available.
It's hard to believe that there's no shortage of snails.
Yeah, well, there was. So so Jules, who was the current owner, he got a mess of oysters, and he started tinkering around in the kitchen and came up with something that was a really rich, nice little dish. And he showed it to the staff, and one of the staff said, this is as rich as Rockefeller.
Right.
Plus the name.
Hence the name was born.
But he was really smart. He swore them all to secrecy.
Right, at least for a little while.
Yeah, and well, as far as we know, the staff has never divulged what's in it. But there's a lot of guessing going on.
Sure.
A lot of speculation.
Sure.
And I think whenever you encounter it, if you don't get it at Antoine's, you're getting an imitation.
Whatever people think
whatever
it might
think.
Be. Sure.
And I think that people believe that spinach is the key ingredient.
Right, but that, if I think we are pretty sure that's it. The original recipe, there's no spinach.
No spinach whatsoever, and that's the one thing that they will swear to.
Oh, right.
That it's a puree of other green vegetables.
Yeah.
So some of the things that people thought might be were parsley, shallots, watercress.
Yeah, cress is probably definitely
a
big part of Rockefeller.
And you could also think outside the box and think maybe sorrel or chervil.
Yeah.
Or even collards.
Well, you know, in chervil, which has that sort of you know, licorice component, there's already Pernod or some sort of anisette type liquid in there. So it's almost possible that it's probably in there.
Yeah. There a lot of butter.
Always.
A little bit of garlic.
Yeah.
Recent versions of it include Parmesan cheese, but
no,
not the original.
Right. That's a no-no.
No, you don't need that.
Right.
The way to cook it is really cool. You take the oysters out, clean the shells up, put the oyster back in, put the sauce on top once you've all fixed it, and you embed it kind of in a tray of salt, rock salt.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to keep the oyster straight up.
That's right.
So that when you're putting them in there, you don't lose any of that juice because it's really, as we know about oysters, it's always about the liquid that you sort of get with them.
Absolutely right. So I think it's a great dish to try at home. And who knows, you may stumble across
the
original recipe.
If you get the exact recipe right.
But nobody's going to tell you.
and like I said, there's no right or wrong because just roasted oysters with anything on them are always delicious.
It really is. And we live in the perfect state to do that.
That's right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.